Questions and concerns are incessantly arising about my relationship with my partner. When it comes to important choices in life, how can one discern between a credible intuitive sense and the habitual patterns of restlessness and fear? Yeah, sometimes it's really jumbled, isn't it? One does have to pay attention to the kind of intuitive feelings. But again, that's where it's helpful put another plug in for the five hindrances. Being able to sort of label and see clearly, that's that hindrance popping up again. Well, that's the hindrance of restlessness and anxiety. That's the hindrance of doubt. That's the hindrance of aversion. That's the hindrance of desire. And so that we become more and more familiar with the way those hindrances work, that gives us a base of clarity to start to see, okay, well, maybe one, it's just more of my own stuff that I'm projecting onto somebody else. Or it gives a clarity to sort of saying, maybe I should explore this. But then that's also, it's important. That's where, rather than dealing with it on one's in one's own mind, sometimes that's where skill in communication is really needed, or actual dialogue and communication and sharing. And of course, that has to come from a place of trust, and that trust really has to come from precepts and a similar perspectives by communicating skillfully, then there's oftentimes there one can provide the basis for understanding and trust to continue to manifest.